tell me the name of your show. It looks like it is not English.
No, it's not. It's a Yupik word, because I'm originally from Bethel. It is Ichtenrat, which is a plural form referring to the little people of the tundra, and it refers to two of them. Rather than seeing one, you're amongst two. Little people of the tundra, it's a folklore that's still out there today and still active out on the tundra.
You said you're from the YK Delta. You grew up in Bethel. And where do you live now?
I am currently in Anchorage. I'm based out of there as an artist. This is my first exhibition at the Bunnell Street.
And what will people see when they go to your show?
It shows traditional images that I use from growing up in the YK Delta and then putting a pop art sense with it in some of the images. And then the sculpture pieces are really drawn in towards the viewer being part of it as a viewer because of the objects used within those pieces. So the variation goes from sculpture pieces made out of wood, human hair, copper, and metal. So the show basically is a representation of who we are as people and how we see each other through this mask form. So as individuals, we all portray our personal selves to others, and that's the mask we wear in life.
You're doing sculpture now, and that's a new type of work for you.
Yes, I'm a printmaker. Learned printmaking at UAA in Anchorage, so I do a lot of printmaking into my work along with painting. So the show now has printmaking, painting images, and sculpture. So it's a really big jump for me to do sculpture pieces along with my printmaking.
And what's really striking about your work is it really bridges the modern urban life of Anchorage and being a native in Anchorage and the rural Alaska life of being a native in rural Alaska. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. One of the pieces deals with migration from the standpoint of, I recognize a lot of families coming from the villages, coming to Anchorage with hopes of making a new life and new dreams happen and finding work. And then when they get here, they find the hardships of living in a big city. A lot of them don't know how to deal with it, so they get overwhelmed and they find themselves migrating from one place to the next within Anchorage.
And why do you use such bright colors in your work?
It provokes happiness. It provokes that feeling that there is hope for what you're doing, and the vision you have as an individual is possible as long as you keep that bright outlook on life that anything is possible. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you're going to make that bold move, you're going to have very bold, good results from it, is from what I believe. So my artwork carries this contemporary edge with the traditional imagery, and the bright colors just adds to that.
A theme in your art is masks. Why do masks come and go and weave their way in and out of your work?
In the opening of my show speech of my presentation for my show tonight, the headliner said, Ryan Romer, the artist, my nationality is human being. So the mask covers that. You know, you're such and such race, or you're such and such race. Whereas if I put it in a mask form, we're all the same people. We all delve back to that individuality of being human beings, regardless of our nationality.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you want to make sure people know about your show?
Well, the show itself consists of printmaking and sculpture pieces that all correlate to the fact that, you know, we as individuals, no matter what our nationality might be, need to take a step back and realize that we're humans at this point, that we need to stay with the human factor of recognition towards each other, and that we all have values, even though we may not look or act the same, that we're here for a reason, especially in Alaska, especially in Homer. Today, you know, a lot of us are drawn to nature, or our cause might be to change the way people think of their areas that they're living in due to the cultural impact that's been here already. So finding ways to have these two entities of thought coincide with each other, I think, is going to make a very big impact on the future of what we're going for as neighbors. I hope everyone gets a chance to go down there and see it before it ends in the end of May.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.